commencing with the post. This is a clear case of drowning. I'll begin with a thoracic.
Here are your hosts, Jason and Anna.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Delta Park Gets Lost. This is our extra special super show we do each week right after we watch ABC's hit show Lost. I am Jason.
And I'm Anna, and we're talking about season 2, episode 21, called Wall?
Wall? Question mark.
Called The Question Mark.
And
boy, do we learn a lot.
We did.
In this one. This is a very, very informative episode.
It was.
And someone dies. I mean, come on. What else can you ask for?
More sex. There wasn't really enough sex in this one. But either sex or death, and that sweeps.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
Sure.
So, this episode was very, very, very cool because there was another hatch. And we learned...
Yet another hatch.
Another one of them crazy hatches. Yeah. The question mark turned out to be the Pearl Hatch, which is an observatory hatch for the experiments.
Yes, then we learned that everybody's part of an experiment. And we see Jack on the TV and... Poor Locke just has his heart broken.
I know. So we all get started because Echo has several dreams and very vivid dreams of his brother. And I guess first one was Ana Lucia, but telling him to help Jack and that what they're doing right now is very, very important.
Hello, brother.
Forgive me. I should have listened to you. You were right. You took the work.
The work being done in this place is important, Echo. It is more important than anything. And it is in danger. You must help John. He has lost his way. You must make him take you to the question mark. John will not want to show you. So you must make him. Echo, there are many distractions, brother. But you must move past them. What is done is done. Do you understand?
Yes, Sammy.
And Echo, bring the axe.
And Echo, bring the axe.
Bring the axe.
I love that episode or that scene for several things. One, he is his brother, but he says it like Desmond. Hello, brother.
Yep.
Which is very interesting. And then I think I really want a keyboard with all question marks on it. That'd be kind of fun. or very confusing. But I'm a pretty good typer.
Yeah.
Typist?
Typist.
Type.
Yeah, so this was kind of interesting, though, because we had to believe that Echo's dreams
meant something. They were real.
Yeah.
But he was getting information.
And I know everybody's had visions on the island, and so maybe that's his way of having a vision, but I just thought that was interesting.
Well, I guess it gives credence to all the other visions that have been on the island,
mm-hmm.
because he's learning things that he couldn't have learned any other way, you know, about the question mark. How would he have known about the question mark? Although I think that when Ana Lucia came to him at the very beginning, she should have been speaking backwards and dripping
and
water.
And dripping wet. Spitting water.
It would have been better. So he goes after Locke, and they go into the woods.
You lost already?
Your map is inexact.
No kidding.
These landmarks. Is this a river?
No, it's a wavy line. I didn't draw it, I just transcribed it. I told you, I don't even know if it is a map.
Let's assume it is.
What's the axe for?
I don't know yet.
So, it's man of faith going
it's
on
a
mission.
No, it's a man of
mission.
Faith, man of lost his faith.
Right.
Because it's very interesting. And I was saying this to Jason a while ago, too, was I really miss Locke because he's totally lost his faith. He's becoming, you know, a pawn in the game now. And so that was part of the point of this was he's lost his faith. You need to help
him. And he gets it back momentarily when they find the new hatch, he's like, you know, they pound it open. He's like, oh, let me open it.
Yeah.
And he's all so excited. And and they go down and then they turn on the TV.
They find out that that button that Locke believes he was destined to push was just an experiment.
Yeah, we'll play a little bit of the orientation film in a second. One of the things that I think is curious is, well, one, only one of the TVs was working.
Right.
So,
what
and it was
happened?
On their hatch.
Right.
Two, is it being recorded? So, yeah. Could Michael really get busted by that camera? Or maybe some of the stuff that Echo brought back? Maybe they'll be able to watch that. And three,
I didn't see a VCR or a TV in the hatch yet, but
no,
you don't know.
But you never know. They've got a really nice washer and dryer.
Right.
And three, have the others been watching them down there the whole time?
Right. Well,
we don't
the
know.
Thing is,
it
though,
doesn't
it
seem
didn't
like
it's
been
open, because it was underneath the airplane and covered in dirt.
Yeah.
And so, unless there's another entrance, which they really didn't appear to be another entrance to this one.
Of course, there never
they would have found
be,
it. But yeah, I don't know if the others even know about that hatch.
Right.
Which, then who the hell are the others?
I know.
Oh my gosh, there are so many other questions.
I know.
This is how they do this. They always wrap up a storyline or give you an answer, and it leads to three more questions.
I know. So the orientation film is brought to us by, looks like Dr. Candle, but he goes by a different name.
And he very obviously has two hands.
Has two hands. So it tells us that the orientation film for the Swan, It must be put that way to put them in that frenzy so that
right.
they're going to be pushing
push
a button. Which also leads to another question. Of course, everything has questions. But was Desmond, is he part of this? Or was he really a believer in buying it?
Yeah.
Because he totally sold it when that computer got shot. He was freaking out. But then he just up and left.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Let's play a little bit of the orientation from The Pearl.
I'm Dr. Mark Wickman, and this is the orientation film for Station 5 of the Dharma Initiative. Station 5, or the Pearl, is a monitoring station where the activities of participants in Dharma Initiative projects can be observed and recorded, not only for posterity, but for the ongoing refinement of the initiative as a whole, as Karen DeGroote herself has written.
So when he said observed and recorded, I know that they're recording things in the journals, but I guess it doesn't really, we don't know if they're actually recording them on tape. It was 1980, so I don't know if they had that real recording technology back then, but.
For observation is the only key to true and complete awareness. Your tour of duty in the Pearl will last 3 weeks, and during this time, you and your partner will observe a psychological experiment in progress. Your duty is to observe team members in another station on the island. These team members are not aware that they are under surveillance or that they are the subjects of an experiment. Working in 8-hour shifts, you and your partner will record everything you observe in the notebooks we provided. What is the nature of the experiment, you might ask? What do these subjects believe they are accomplishing as they struggle to fulfill their tasks? You, as the observer, don't need to know. All you need to know is the subjects believe their job is of the utmost importance. Remember, everything that occurs, no matter how minute or seemingly unimportant, must be recorded. Each time a notebook is filled with the fruits of your diligent observation, roll it up. There we go. There's one of the containers provided. Then, simply place the container in the pneumatic tube, and presto. It will be transported directly to us. At the end.
Presto. It was kind of like an infomercial. And presto. Put it in the Costco tube and send it across the bay.
Yep.
End of your 8-hour shift, proceed to the Pala Ferry, which will take you back to the Berg. Prepare for your next. On behalf of the DeGroots, Oliver Hanso, and all of us here at the Dharma Initiative, thank you. Namaste. And good luck.
No, what I find...
So there's a ferry?
Interesting here, yeah, is that, you know, nobody seems to really want off this island because most interesting to me is there's a ferry and barracks, and these guys are like, we've been pushing the button for nothing. And I'd be like, screw that. There's a ferry in barracks?
There was a ferry.
There was a ferry?
Point.
Where was the ferry?
So this gets Locke's hopes were up, and now they are back down again.
Shattered.
Important. I'm sorry. Weren't you just watching the same thing I was?
Yes, Jim. And I believe the work you have been doing is more important now than ever.
What work?
Pushing the button.
That's not work. That's a joke. Rats in a maze with no cheese.
It is work, John. We are being tested.
Tested?
The reason to do it, push the button, is not because we are told to do so in a film.
Well, then what is the reason, Mr. Echo?
We do it because we believe we are meant to. Isn't that the reason you pushed it, John?
I gotta side with Mr. Locke on this one.
Yeah, me too. I'm totally with Locke.
I have no
idea. Screw the button.
It's like, and I don't know, Yemi told Echo that it's the most important thing that on the Earth that's going on. Don't
let it
interrupt
it. But you're doing this place.
And
did he literally mean the hatch, though, or just did he mean the island?
Well, I mean, he was dreaming out on the... He was actually physically out on the beach, and he dreamed in that location, so I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. But now, of course, Locke is the most pathetic that he's ever been in his entire life.
I was never meant to do anything! Every single second of my pathetic little life is as useless as that button! You think it's important? Do you think it's necessary? It's nothing. It's nothing. It's meaningless. And who are you to tell me that it's not?
So Locke is suicidal.
This cross was worn by my brother Yemi. Yemi was a great man, a priest, a man of God. And because I betrayed him, he was shot and died. He was placed on a plane, which took off from an airstrip in Nigeria, half a world from here. Then the plane that I was on crashed on this island. And somehow, here, I found my brother again. I found him in the same plane that took off from Nigeria. In the same plane that lies above us now. That has concealed this place. And I took this cross from around Tiemi's neck. And put it back on mine. Just as it was. On the day I first took another man's life.
So everything has a reason?
Yeah.
I guess.
Everything happens for a reason. But,
of course, you know,
I'm still with Locke.
I am too. But we're seeing more and more and more and more of everything is connected, but we still don't know why.
Why. And we won't until the very, very end.
And we probably still won't until
They'll do
episode
something
three
evil
of
at the
next
very end.
Season. Yeah.
And, yeah.
So that's the new hatch. And I don't know exactly what we learned, except that we now know that the button is a.
An experiment. We do know. Yep.
But
which was a theory.
Yeah.
What happens when you don't press the button?
So right. And so if you go to the Hanso Foundation website, they have all of their experiments. Which experiment are they? What experiment is that?
Right.
Because I don't know.
Well,
there's a lot. Of, I mean, they've got like aliens and life extension.
It seems to be a bit of a. Botched experiment because none of the other ones are working and most of the other hatches are abandoned, and so although the food drops are still happening, but
right.
I don't know.
Hey guys, you seen Libby around?
So then there was that other part of the show when Libby was alive.
And the look of horror on Michael's face.
I know.
And then Libby was not alive, and she was not able to spill the beans.
It is kind of gory, though.
She's dead.
Well, not that. That's Ana Lucia's dead. And then
she just like totally barfs blood in his face. Black blood. Pretty gross.
Okay. And then it goes bigger on Michael. Okay.
Michael's like, oh crap, I didn't kill her. Yeah, it's good stuff.
And then she dies. And she it's like, oh, Michael's okay, don't worry.
Yeah.
But poor Hurley.
I'm sorry, I forgot the blankets. She's gone.
And she's dead.
Another one bites the dust.
Yep.
But Anna really enjoyed that because of the little embrace.
The little embrace. Yeah, I was like, what do you mean I enjoyed that?
Well, yeah, I'm trying to keep you going here.
Yeah, Sawyer and Kate back together again.
Yeah.
Hugging.
Yeah.
I love them together. He's still dirty.
He's so swarmy. So I guess the only other thing that we really have from the backstory, a lot of Echo's backstory was about this miracle. And it really led up to another interconnector between characters. And we meet the psychic again that totally freaked out on Claire and told her that the baby was evil and bad and
she needed to take it to LA
or that she could be the only one to take care of it and don't give up for adoption and all that. And but then we learned that he's a fake.
I know why you're here, friend, but you can save yourself the trouble. What happened here was not a miracle.
The doctor that treated your daughter seems to feel different.
Treated her? You mean tried to cut her open? He's just trying to cover up his own neglect. He tell you the whole story, how she supposedly drowned? She fell into a mountain river. Her body shut down. She went into hypothermia, which made her appear dead.
And why is your wife so convinced otherwise?
Because she's a zealot. All of this, everything she's doing, is despite me.
Why would she spite you?
Because she knows I'm a fraud. Because I make my living as a psychic. You see, that's what I do. I gather intelligence on people, and I exploit it. Every day, I meet people looking for a miracle, desperate to find one. But there are none to be had. Not in this world, anyway.
I will report back to my monster.
Which is so interesting.
What does that mean about his interaction with Claire? Because he flipped out on her.
He did.
So... did that happen after he met Echo?
I don't know. We don't know how soon this was.
Did he actually have a vision? Anyway, I think we have more psychic to come in the future.
Yeah, we do.
That would be what my psychic abilities can tell me. Yep.
Hey, let's go to the mailbag, shall we? We got an email from Jolie, who wrote in about the Lost experience. She goes, I'm sure you've seen it, but you may have even mentioned it on the last episode, but the book Bad Twin is out. And she got suckered into that. And she said, but the capstone was today when I was sitting on the metro going to work, and in the Washington Post, there was an ad paid for by the Hanso Foundation. The main line of the ad read, "Don't believe Bad Twin." The ad described how slanderous Bad Twin was towards the Hanso Foundation, and that if you want to know more, go to their website and trust nothing written by Gary Troop.
I think that's really interesting.
That is awesome that they're... but getting these ads.
If you guys have read the book, call in and tell us about it. We haven't had a chance to even.
I guess there was also a Hanso TV ad during Alias.
It's on iTunes also. The book is.
Oh, the audiobook?
Yep. Do not have to read it. You can just listen to it.
Just listen to it. Oh, we also got an email from Mark, who relayed that he thinks, or he was noting that many of the artists that are played down inside the hatch have died in plane crashes, which I thought was very interesting. Yeah. Of course, I've never heard of Geronimo Jackson, but I'm sure they die in a big fiery ball of
probably.
Fire.
Yep.
We just but we know Patsy Cline, Mama Cass, and he says Glenn Miller and Otis Redding.
Hi, this is Matt Stefan calling from Franciscan University, Steubenville, and we were just listening on your last show about Lost, and we noticed how you said that Henry was lying to Locke about coming to get him, but we think that Henry may have been telling the truth.
If you remember back when in the conversation when Goodwin was talking to Anna Lucia, he said that they only take the good people, and they did attempt taking Echo in the first day, but Echo managed to escape. We think the same thing might be happening with Locke, in that you remember the smoke, the black smoke tried to take Locke, but Jack ended up dropping the dynamite, preventing the smoke from taking Locke.
So basically we think the same thing's happening, so that Henry may have been telling some form of the truth, because, you know, he might not have just come out during the day and thinking, he might have waited until the night, like with everybody else. So that's what we think is going on.
Okay, talk so bad.
Thanks, guys. And we appreciate a tag
that's
team
a
voicemail.
Good, right. And that's a very good point, because now we know, and we think at least, that Henry Gale actually was telling the truth and now, right. about not hitting the button.
Yeah, the button was
so
crap. He told
maybe
him
he was telling
was
the truth. I mean, I believed wholeheartedly last week that Henry Gale was lying.
Right.
And so I don't know if he is anymore or not.
Henry Gale's one of the good ones.
Something,
but evidently he's gonna get knocked
strung
off
up because, he's gonna get in trouble.
So Anna, I hear that Greg wrote in with a theory.
Yeah, Greg says once a Lostie gets over their unique issue, they are taken out of the experiments. So Anna Lucia, the cold-blooded killer, couldn't kill Henry even with an excuse, so she had to be removed. And then
but then that makes us wonder,
what about Libby Boone? Well, Shannon got over her selfishness and Boone got over Shannon. And Libby, I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
She just needed to go.
Greg said that he leaned over and he knew that she was going to get killed because she couldn't kill Henry Gale.
Yeah.
And we got an email from Tom, and I'm going to read this. It's very funny. Jason and Anna, your Delta Park podcast on Lost this week was great. I do disagree with one subplot item that you talked about for the show. Anna stated that it seems that characters tend to die after having sex on the island. Examples, Shannon and Anna Lucia. So the obvious point is to not have sex on the island. But from what I see, only female characters having adulterous sex die. Sun appears to have had sex, but we're assuming it was with her husband, Jin. Why haven't the adulterous Saeed or Sawyer died? Looks sexist to me. We must have only male writers for the show. Anyway, great show. Thanks for making things entertaining.
No, we don't know if Sun had sex on the island. She could have had it before. They haven't been there that long for her to discover that she was pregnant.
And it is only women that die. We got a voicemail from Luke, who thinks that there are two others camps.
Hey, this is Luke from San Diego, California. I think pretty strongly on that there's two groups of others. The Dharma group that is taking all the experiments, and they're the ones that have Walt, and they're the ones that have the boat. And then there are people who walk aimlessly, like the Barefoot group. And I think Michael was telling the truth, that he actually saw the Barefoot group. I don't believe that he was able to stalk one of them. I think he was caught and was told to, if they want Walt back, they have to go and kill some people. That's just what I think. There are two groups of others, a Dharma group and...
Thanks, Luke. I think that there might be two groups as well, because there's, especially from, I don't know, but there was the Barefoot group that walked by Echo and Jin,
right.
When they were obviously... They didn't know that there was anyone watching them, and they were very dirty and very scraggly. And then there's the clean group that we've seen that puts on the costumes to look scraggly.
They have a boat.
And the ones on the boat, so...
It's syringes and stuff.
I think there might be two groups as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good thought. And, I was just thinking that next week is a Michael episode, and I was thinking, you know, we saw these clips of him talking to people, you know, the others and whatnot. I wonder if those are his flashbacks.
Oh, I don't know.
Flashbacks are what happened to Michael when he was gone.
Right, because, that's happened before when we did, the other 48, or was it the other, I guess when we just, yeah, the other 48 days, it was all flashback of the Taileys.
I'm thinking maybe those scenes that we saw him interacting even with those people about your son is right outside the tent.
Right.
I think those might be flashbacks.
All right, let's listen to the promo, shall we?
How long would it take us to get to their camp?
They won't be expecting us.
I think Michael has been compromised.
Why would he lie to us?
I don't even think my son is alive.
He is alive. He's standing outside right now.
Oh, my God.
An all-new Lost. Next Wednesday, 9, 8 Central, only on ABC. Episodes of Lost now available free on ABC.com.
Woohoo!
Apparently that's crashed a few times.
So. Yeah, well, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
So that is everything for us this week. Let's play a promo of what we did on the big show.
This week on the Delta Park Project, my first celebrity interview, and it's with Randy from My Name is Earl.
Who's the Whore is classic, and I think that is not necessarily a classic.
Boo Boo's mom calls in with a pet song.
It's Sunday, Sunday. Boo Boo loves it when it's Sunday.
And an Amelie game from Cell Block 6.
I dislike the parole board because they're always so negative. And I dislike my...
Plus, why I have such a guilty conscience.
Oh, the shame. So you can check out that and the rest of our shows over at DeltaParkProject.com. That is everything for me. And anything for you? Last words?
Secret out.
Listen to the Delta Park Project with your hosts, Jason and Anna. Delta Park Project is a pop culture podcast produced each week in Beaverton, Oregon. Be part of the show. Call the voicemail hotline 1-206-20-DELTA or send an email to hangry@gmail.com. To find links for everything mentioned in this show, go to our website at deltaparkproject.com.